Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Welcome to They Walk Among Us, a podcast dedicated to UK true crime. This is the 14th in a series of short bonus episodes. In 4 weeks, They Walk Among Us will appear at CrimeCon, the world's number one true crime event. Coming to London on Saturday the 25th and Sunday the 26th of September, CrimeCon is where you can learn from leading criminologists, hear from the families and survivors, delve deeper into unsolved crimes and meet your favourite true crime podcasters. Limited tickets are on sale now at crimecon.co.uk and make sure to use the promo code TWAU at checkout to receive not only a special 10% discount, but you can pick either an exclusive t-shirt or tote bag which you can collect directly from us during the convention. Head to crimecon.co.uk and don't forget to use the promo code TWAU for 10% off. This episode contains distressing themes and descriptions of violence. This podcast is intended for a mature audience. Listener caution is advised. They Walk Among Us is part of the Acast Creator Network. Shelley Morgan was starting a fresh chapter in her life, somewhere new. Along with her family, she had just relocated to a property on Dunkerry Road in Windmill Hill, Bristol, a couple of streets away from Bedminster train station. In contrast to the early years of her marriage to her husband Nigel, Shelley's days were more hectic. She had left behind the slow pace of village life at the couple's former home near the picturesque Brecon Beacons in South Wales. The change had been decided when Liam, the eldest of Shelley's two children, was diagnosed with autism. The couple realised he would benefit from the education and therapy then offered in Bristol. Treatment and learning not available to Liam in the small community where the family were previously living. Shelley's husband Nigel stayed in Wales most of the time while his family went ahead and made the move. He would follow once he had finished preparing their old house for sale. The Morgans' two children, Liam and their youngest Charlotte, were at school during the day. Shelley Morgan took this free time to further her education. As a mature student at 33, she wanted to finish the art degree she had started years earlier. Her sister Holly would later say of Shelley, she was creative from an early age and would make elaborate stuffed dolls and animals. As Shelley got older, she built on her creative talents by learning how to sew. She was then able to make her own clothes. Shelley was well-travelled, originally from Iowa in the United States. In her youth, she had spent time in both Japan and Italy as part of student exchange programs. During her early 20s, she left America again, this time permanently. Her skill set was impressive for her age. It gained her the sought-after position as wardrobe manager for the Liverpool Playhouse Theatre. In time, she met Nigel Morgan. They fell in love, married, and started a family. Shelley then decided to put her career and education on hold to raise her children. On Monday, June 11th, 1984, Shelley Morgan and her children, Liam and Charlotte, left their home on Dunkerry Road at approximately 8:30 a.m. to start the week. The children had school, and Shelley would walk them to and from the bus stop every day to ensure they got there safely. As usual, her husband Nigel was over 70 miles away preparing their old home for sale. Shelley Morgan's look was distinctive with her artistic flair. Long fair hair with bright red-rimmed glasses made a unique pairing with the large patterned bag she was carrying. At the time, carpet bags were a popular fashion item. Shelley's one was large enough to hold her art supplies, including her sketching materials and a 35mm Olympus OM20 camera. She did not intend on going straight home after dropping off the children, and that was the reason she had carried the reasonably large bag to the school bus stop. She told Liam and Charlotte she wanted to update her portfolio and planned to spend the day at Avon Gorge and Lee Woods near Ashton Court to capture the scenery through drawing and photographs. Avon Gorge was 3.5 miles from her home, but public transport was needed to get there, as Shelley did not have a car. The journey between the two locations on foot could possibly be made in 10 to 15 minutes. After school, Shelley's children got onto the bus, but unusually their mother was not waiting for them at the end of the journey. The children were independent enough to make their way home from the bus stop, although when they arrived, they realised their mother was not there and the front door was locked. Unaware that anything was wrong, Liam and Charlotte entertained themselves by playing outside. A resident of Dunkerry Road who noticed the children outdoors on their own grew concerned. It was unusual for them to be playing outside without supervision. The kindly neighbour asked Liam and Charlotte if they wanted to wait inside her home. The minutes, then hours ticked by, with no sign of Shelley Morgan. The neighbour knew something was wrong, and by 7:30 that evening the police had been called, and Shelley was classified as a missing person. She's a very capable and caring mother and a cheerful person with no worries. Shelley took the children to school and home again every day. She's not the sort of person to go off. This statement was provided by one of Shelley's friends when they spoke with a reporter for the Bristol Evening Post. It was known at approximately 10 or 11 o'clock that morning, Shelley stopped at a postal sorting office on Kent Street, around half a mile northwest from her home. On a weekly basis, Nigel sent his family money for the household expenses, and Shelley usually went to the sorting office to collect it. Sadly, Shelley Morgan did not wander into the house that night after missing a bus or two, or offering a dramatic story explaining why she was late. It also seemed extremely unlikely she had left the children she was dedicated to without so much as a word or clue to her whereabouts. There is no evidence of someone else in her life that she could have perhaps run away with. The 33-year-old had no known enemies, especially being relatively new to the area. As days and weeks passed, detectives worked hard trying to trace her footsteps. At the time, it was postulated that after dropping off her children, Shelley travelled by bus from East Street in Bedminster to the centre of the city. From there, officers concluded she got on the number 359 bus, which was headed in the direction of Portishead. This information prompted an appeal for anyone on either of those buses that day to come forward. Hundreds of missing person posters were plastered in shop windows and in bus and train stations throughout Bristol and South Somerset. Reportedly, at the height of the inquiry, 80 detectives worked on the case. Although they were close to piecing together what they thought were Shelley's final hours, there were still elements missing. In late August 1984, 2.5 months after Shelley disappeared into thin air, the person leading the inquiry addressed reporters. Detective Inspector Martin Shell said, "It seems she's joined the 18,000 people who go missing in this country every year. We are always hopeful of tracing people." Despite the widespread coverage, only a handful of witnesses who potentially saw Shelley Morgan came forward. One person claimed to see her talking to a man near the entrance to Ashton Court. They remembered the male was sitting in a blue van. A second witness believed they saw Shelley in Weymouth. She was said to be boarding a ferry. A third sighting was in Blackwell Hill Road, 7.5 miles west of her home, and a short distance from Bristol Airport. The person who submitted the information was convinced they saw Shelley Morgan sitting inside a yellow lorry. All possible avenues of inquiry were investigated. While the threads were pulled, they led nowhere. Despite having such a large number of officers working on Shelley's case, they could find no viable leads. With each passing day, it became less and less likely she would be found alive. in June 1984, the same month that Shelley went missing, the BBC began to air a new television series. Although in its infancy, it was popular. At the time, there was a choice of only four television channels. As previously mentioned on this podcast, Crime Watch was seen by millions of households in the UK every week. Shelley Morgan's case was featured in a segment of the show. A reconstruction was filmed showing her last known movements. In September, a call came in from a viewer who claimed they knew where Shelley was. They gave the call handler a location and said Shelley's body would be found in a watery grave. There was something the caller said that gave weight to their claim, and so the police followed this up. Eight police divers searched the large area over 19 days. But during that time, nothing was found, neither Shelley's body nor any evidence. The call seemed to be a hoax. The investigation was at a standstill until just 2 days after the divers had stopped their search.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
4 months had passed since Shelley Morgan had disappeared. Police divers had discontinued their investigation, and it was hard to know which avenue to pursue next. Three young boys were playing together on a Sunday in a wooded copse off Long Lane in Backwell Hill, above the North Somerset village of Backwell, not far from Bristol Airport. One of the children stumbled upon something he would probably sooner forget. Amongst the overgrown greenery, he saw a human skeleton. The bones were clothed in only a pair of tights that were bunched up around the ankles. Once police arrived, they discovered a pair of sandals discarded in the brambles near the scene. Due to the condition of the remains, identification could only be carried out via dental records. The task was completed quickly, and the body was identified as Shelley Morgan. A post-mortem examination was carried out by Home Office pathologist Dr. Bill Kennard. He found that Shelley had been murdered. She was stabbed over a dozen times in the back. Due to the lack of clothing found on her remains, it was concluded that the attack was sexually motivated. Except for the sandals, no other items that Shelley was wearing or carrying were found. This included all of the art equipment, the camera contained in the carpet bag, and the red frame spectacles she always wore. Despite finding Shelley Morgan's body, investigators were still at a loss as to who murdered the mother of two young children as she settled into a new area and a refreshed vocation. It appeared as though Shelley was simply in the wrong place at the wrong time and was most likely murdered by a stranger. By March 1985, the incident room had to close as the officers were needed on other cases. All lines of inquiry had been exhausted. The team was reduced to 6 detectives. Police promised Shelley's family the file on her murder would never close. That was true, but as time passed and the officers working on the case reduced, Shelley's murder became a cold case that was only reinvestigated periodically for review. So where are we now? 3.5 decades after Shelley's murder, interest in the case was reignited when it was mentioned again by both the regional and national press. In June 2019, Avon and Somerset police were reaching out to the public for assistance. Shelley's 35mm Olympus OM20 camera, that retailed for £130 when she purchased it, was thought to hold a clue to the killer's identity. The serial number was released. 103-2853. The camera is still a popular model with collectors and artists. Whoever owned a 35mm Olympus OM20 was encouraged to compare serial numbers against the camera they used. Also, a curious piece of information was released. Cold case detectives had found something else of interest. 2 postcards, both torn from a calendar purchased at a Bristol hospice charity in the 80s or 90s. The calendar included tear-out postcards of local attractions. One features an image of St Andrew's Church from the direction of Backwell Hill. The second postcard pictures the River Avon in Bristol, taken from Bower Ashton just below the Clifton Suspension Bridge. They are linked to the case because they are places where Shelley had been going and where her body was found. It is hard to tell where precisely this piece of evidence fits into the puzzle since Shelley Morgan disappeared in 1984 and the postcards had been circulating in both the 80s and 90s, but this new information appeared on Crime Watch Roadshow Live in September 2019. An officer who formed part of the major crime review team who was re-examining the cold case spoke about Shelley Morgan's final hours and the status of the investigation. Detective Superintendent Sarah Barnston said, "Shelley was passionately interested in art and the theatre and was attending art classes at the Bristol Polytechnic Art College. She left home that day intending to photograph and sketch in the Lee Woods area, so it's possible her work and the location she was visiting that day hold the key to her killer's identity. We'd like to speak to anyone who may have brought this calendar or who kept the tear-off postcards with these specific images." The detective went on to say, "Our latest reinvestigation has identified new material of interest which may have forensic potential, utilising the latest scientific techniques." After the information regarding the camera's serial number and descriptions of the postcards were released, a correspondent from Somerset Live was told by a representative of Avon and Somerset Police that they had received potential information and intelligence from numerous members of the public. The spokesperson provided an update on the current state of the investigation, particularly the calendar and Olympus camera. "We're still trying to establish the year the tear-off postcards were in the Bristol Hospice charity calendar and want to speak to anyone who still has the calendar containing these images or anyone who knows of someone who kept these specific postcards for a period of time. We'd ask people with this model of camera to check the serial number to see if it matches and call the major crime review team on 101 if it does. The serial number is 103-2853. D.S. Barnston, an officer who was part of the major crime review team, confirmed she had met with Shelley's sister, who had travelled from America. Barnston described the impact of Shelley's murder on the family and appealed for information. "We're as committed as ever to solving Shelley's murder and bringing the person or people responsible to justice. It's impossible to imagine the pain and anguish Shelley's family have felt over the years and understand the impact her murder has had on her two children, who've been left without a mother for the majority of their lives. I would urge anyone with information, no matter how small, to come forward." That year, Shelley's sister Holly also made a plea for information.
35 years ago, my sister Shelley Morgan was murdered outside of Bristol, England. Her body was left in the woods and wasn't discovered for several months, so we don't know who killed her. She left behind her husband, two small children, one of whom is autistic. Shelley's death had a profound effect on our family, and her loss has been felt ever since. For 35 years, I've watched the events of Shelley's life pass by without her. It's been 35 years of silence and the life she didn't get to live. I've come to believe that people aren't really completely dead until the people who love and remember them have passed also. As long as we carry Shelley in our hearts, she'll always be with us. But we're all getting older, and the time is going to come when all those doors are closed. We beseech you, if you know anything about what happened that day back in June of 1984, please come to the police. Out of love and respect for my sister, we really want to know what happened and be sure that the person who killed her will never hurt anybody ever again."
The officers from the Major Crime Review Team have appealed to any witnesses whose circumstances have changed. Perhaps loyalties have shifted, and the witnesses are now able to speak up. It is never too late to do the right thing. Anyone listening to this podcast who has information on the murder of Shelley Morgan in 1984 can contact the Major Crime Review Team on 101 in the UK or via their website avonandsomerset.police.uk/contact. thank you for listening. And a special thanks to everyone who supports us on Patreon. For more information on this episode, please see the show notes or visit our website, theywalkamonguspodcast.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.